similar, those of you that are familiar with Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 13th chapter of first canto, when Vidura, after pilgrimage, returns back to Hastinapur, the early verses say he heard from Maitreya for a long time and became fully satisfied and perfectly realized, and then he came back to Hastinapur. And when he returned back to Hastinapur, he was received very nicely, very affectionately, by the Pandavas, headed by Yudhishthira Maharaj. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj was speaking, he appreciated and glorified He appreciated and glorified Vidura by describing him as a place of pilgrimage personified. You've gone to all the places of pilgrimage, and by going to those places of pilgrimage, you become purified to the degree that you yourself are a place of pilgrimage. And the reason is because Krishna is residing within your heart. And wherever Krishna is residing, that's a place of pilgrimage. So persons like you are unto themselves places of pilgrimage, perambulatory pilgrimage place. Rather than going to the pilgrimage place can come to you. And similarly, where devotees are engaged in chanting of the holy name, particularly bhakti bhavena, in the mood of pure devotion. Bhakti bhava, in the mood of pure devotion. So to sing in the mood of pure devotion, you need pure devotion. So if you continue to sing and continue to sing and continue to call Krishna's holy name in a attentive mood, devotion will awaken, and Krishna will be attracted by that calling and that devotional mood, and Krishna will be present. And when the verse is saying, Hari Sadavasat Tatra, Hari eternally resides in that place where such chanting is going on by such attentive chanters. Then the next verse, Aho Dukam Maha Dukam Dukaya Dukarantara Dukaram Yata, like it's four times. Oh, what sorrow! What a great sorrow! More painful than any other misery in the world. What's that? Kachartam Dishmitam Ratna. Mistaking it as a mere piece of glass, the people have forgotten this jewel. Ratna means jewel. And kacha is one of the first Sanskrit words I learned from Prabhupada. He spoke of paka and kacha. I didn't understand until I heard it a number of times, but paka meant very good or first class, and then the opposite is kacha, bad quality. So in this case, the first class is the ratna, and the bad quality is kacha. And it's translated here as a piece of glass specifically because Dhruva Maharaj, do you know who is Dhruva Maharaj? Not sure. Dhruva? The little boy who was insulted by his stepmother. He had a stepbrother whose name was Anupam. Uttanapada had two wives. You with me? Uttanapada? No idea. The first of the 14 Manus is Swayambhuva Manu. Yes? Kind of. Okay. You know what the manus are? Kind of. In each day of Brahma, there are persons called manus who look after the laws of mankind, so that people know how to use the human form of life in such a way it leads to higher and higher elevation. So, for that purpose, manus are in charge of the universe, and they give laws to mankind. And they also, a second service is, they are to produce, to see that there's good population. So they're prajapatis. They produce offspring. Or they have others produce offspring. They're in charge of filling up the universe with quality people in the beginning part of creation, or in each cycle of creation. So the first of those 14 manus, because there's 14 in every day of Brahma, his name is Swayambhuva Manu. And Swayambhuva Manu, to fulfill the service of being Manu, he gave laws, and he also produced some offspring. And the offspring were two sons and then three daughters, and one of those sons became the king or the emperor following Swayambhuva Manu under his order, his direction. And his name was Uttanapada. Uttanapada had two queens, an elder and a younger queen, and he was more attracted to the younger queen for whatever the reason. And the elder queen had the first son, and his name was Dhruva. So by laws of Manu, the eldest son becomes the king. After, in due course, he becomes mature in due course of time. The father turns the kingdom over to the first or the eldest son. And the second queen, who was favored more by Uttanapada, for whatever the reason, she had a son also, and his name was Anupam. So one day Anupam was on the lap of his father while his father was seated on the throne and just playing like a child on the lap of his father. And Dhruva, not much older, also seeing his brother like that, he wanted to climb on the lap of his father. So he started a little boy climbing on the lap of his father. But his stepmother, Anupam's mother, was very nasty and mean. Get down. You cannot sit on the lap of your father. You will never sit on the throne unless you die, saying this to a five-year-old boy, unless you die and then take your birth again from my womb, and then you can sit on the throne. Otherwise, get down. Very mean. So he looked at his father, and his father remained silent. And he couldn't take it. He just burst out crying and ran from the palace, went looking for his mother, found her in some distant place, and cried and cried and cried. And she asked, "What happened? What happened? Tell me, Dhruva, what happened?" So he told her what happened. And she said, there's nothing I can do. It's why I'm sitting in such a distant place. Your father favors his co-wife over me. He hardly even cares for my existence. So I have no influence over your father." So Dhruva then said, "Not only I want to sit on the throne because I'm rightfully the heir to my father's throne when I become of age, I want a kingdom better than my father. Kshatriya spirited. Better than my father's father. Better than my father's father's father." 5-year-old boy, having a little tantrum. So, can you tell me how I can get such a kingdom? And she said, well, if you get the favor of Lord Vishnu, anything can happen. She said, very good. How do I find Lord Vishnu? She said, I don't know, I'm just a woman. I just live in the palace. But I hear that there's sages, they go to the forest, and after some austerities and things, they find Lord Vishnu. Dhruva said, very well, I'm going to the forest to find Lord Vishnu. And he got up and left. He was really in a get-back-at-his-stepmother mood. Anyway, a whole series of things happened where Narada Muni, hearing that the little son of Uttanapada has gone to the forest looking for Vishnu, so he went to the forest looking for Dhruva, and he found Dhruva. And he basically told Dhruva, you should go back home. You're never going to find Vishnu in this angry mood. It's not going to happen. You have to give up this angry mood. Dhruva shook his head. I'm not going back. Then, wait till you're older, because this is very, very austere. And living in the forest for a long time, you're used to royal comfort. Wait till you get older. Go back and you can come look for Vishnu later. Dhruva was determined. He gave him many reasons. Sometimes it takes many lifetimes, and still people don't attain Vishnu. So it wasn't like exactly discouraging him. He was giving him a realistic picture of what his challenge was. And when Narada's finished, Dhruva said, all your instructions are very good, but one problem, I can't follow them. I'm Kshatriya spirited and I want a kingdom, and my mother said Lord Vishnu can help me, and you're a great sadhu, I'm sure you can help me find Vishnu. Please help me find Vishnu. Please help me. And so he saw how determined he was to find Vishnu. So he gave him the means to achieve Vishnu for the purpose of getting this kingdom. And he gave him a process and gave him a mantra and gave him a place to go do it, and he set him up. And Dhruva was extremely grateful that Narada gave that merciful instruction to him, and went to the place. The place was in Vrindavan called Mahavan. Dhruva went there, and in 6 months he achieved spiritual perfection. And Lord Vishnu came, and Dhruva fell at his feet. And many things, their discussion took place. Lord Vishnu said, you wanted a kingdom? It's yours. But you'll have to wait for 60,000 years, because you have to go back and rule the kingdom of your father, because you're the rightful heir to the throne, not anyone else. And your father, based upon your becoming spiritually perfect, he's going to want to go to the forest and become spiritually perfect. You're doing a nice service for your father, but you're going to have to fill in when your father goes to the forest. So, but there is this place that you wanted, and it's the North Star or Pole Star, and with that, Vishnu left. And Dhruva started crying again, saying, this is from the I believe the Vishnu Purana or Agni Purana, one of the Puranas. He says, and after Vishnu left, what a foolish person I am. I was searching for some broken pieces of glass, and now I've got this most precious jewel, your association. But unfortunately, now you're gone. Because I want this kingdom. So this is a reference to that Bhagavatam verse, the translation is. Kaccha doesn't necessarily mean a broken piece of glass. Kaccha means inferior quality. But compared to a ratna or a jewel, that's what people sell in the marketplace. There's, in jewelry stores, you can buy, what do you call it, costume jewelry, where it's just plastic or glass or something like that, and you pay a lower price. And you want a real jewel or gem or diamond or whatever it is, and you have to pay another price. So the holy name is being compared to the jewel that people have forgotten. Instead, they're mistaking it for kaccha, another sound vibration, another worldly sound vibration. It's not another worldly sound vibration. And in the verse, he's lamenting, oh, dukkham. Dukkha means distress or sorrow. Mahadukkham, great sorrow. Dukkha-taram yataha. This is this comparison thing again. More sorrowful or more painful than the greatest painful thing of this world. What's that? Mistaking the holy name to be just another sound vibration. Just a kaccha sound vibration, an inferior quality material sound vibration. Greatest sorrow. Now, even if that is the case, people think of it as an ordinary sound vibration or something like that. It's not, and so the chanting that they engage in, even unintentional chanting that they engage in, is very powerful, very beneficial. But if one has a proper regard for the holy name and chants the holy name, so much more benefit will come. And so this author is lamenting. Like Dhruva Maharaj was lamenting, I wanted this material thing, I wanted this kingdom, instead of this most valuable jewel of your association. That desire is now gone. I don't want a kingdom, thank you. But he was, because he had desired it, the Lord said, you have to receive it. And basically, you can't come with me to the spiritual world. Because Prahlad, in the Bhagavatam, it says he was lamenting. I could have gone with him to the spiritual world. But instead, I wanted the stupid kingdom. Oh, how unfortunate. I don't like that mood. And then, number 7 of the 8 verses. Diyatam, diyatam, karno. Niyatam, niyatam, vachaha. Giyatam, giyatam, nityam. Harir nami vakevalam. Diya. It should be heard. Karna, with the ear. Heard in a meditative way. Heard in a deeply meditative way. Diyatam, diyatam, karno. And vachaha, so this organ, the organ of hearing, with deep meditation, one should hear the holy name. And vachaha, the power of speech, niyatam, niyatam, again and again, literally, eternally, or regularly, niyatam, niyatam, vachaha. It should be uttered over and over again with one's voice. And the power of singing, Giyatam, Giyatam, Nityam, Harir Nam Eva Kevalam. And then the last line, Trini, Krityam jagat sarvam rajate sakalopadi chidanandam mayam shuddham harir nam eva kevalam. Trini, trin, means straw. That's one of the verses of Shikshastakam. Trinnadapi sunichena. Ready with that one? No? Trinnadapi sunichena taror ivasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniyasa sadaris. Shikshastakam number 3, where this is Lord Chaitanya praying that one's humility should be more humble than a piece of straw on the street. A piece of straw on the street just lying down, nobody cares for it, people walk on it, step on it, don't even bother to like remove it, it's just insignificant. Piece of straw on the street. So Lord Chaitanya's advice is more humble than that. So, excuse me. The holy name makes this entire universe, Trini Krityam, making like straw, Jagat Sarvam, more insignificant, or as insignificant as a blade of grass. The whole universe. What's the significance of this whole universe? Trin. It appears to be so insignificant in the context of the holy name. Rajate sakalopadi, it splendorously reigns supreme over all. Raja means king. So it's the king, or it reigns sakalopadi over everything. It's the best. Chidananda mayam shuddham. The holy name is conscious. Just as the soul is conscious, of course Krishna is supremely conscious, and the holy name being none different than Krishna is supremely conscious. And full of ecstasy. Supreme, shuddham, supremely pure. Chid ananda mayam shuddham. Is it warm in the temple room yet?
It's a little bit warmer. I was there. They said because the sun comes in.
So, you want to go check and see?
Finish up the explanation.
I can check.
Well, no, but you don't know what it was like before.
Okay.
Chidanandam mayam shuddham harir nam eva kevalam. This is a glorification of the holy name. Chidananda mayam. It's full of eternally conscious divine ecstasy and supremely pure. So, supposing we don't know the glories of the holy name. Someone, we go somewhere in Harinam and chant the holy name, go to some park or some place or some public street or something, some function, and we're chanting. And people don't know what it is. This is an explanation of what it is. For those who are chanting mindfully of what the holy name is, what's going to happen? The attention is going to go more strongly, the heart is going to be more open, the veneration and appreciation of the holy name will be stronger, and then the benefit will go more completely to that person who's doing that chanting. And then when that chanter is chanting in that higher Krishna conscious condition, others who hear the chanting are also more greatly benefited. Everyone benefits. So it's good to have this renewed appreciation of the glories of the holy name. So let's sing the song one more time. And rather than singing it everything twice, just sing it through once, and you know, please be attentive to the meaning of the phrase as we're singing the song. Sri Kevalastakam. Atmadevita, do you want to hit the drum?
Just in the movie.
It's just nothing fancy, just basic.
Bye.
Mahapadam. Sakalam Hari.